Up until Pentecost, we are going to be listening to the Acts of the Apostles, which I think is a really exciting time because we start to hear and start to understand in greater depth the birth of the church from St. Luke. Now, St. Luke spent a lot of his life with St. Paul. He gathered his information primarily from St. Paul. Paul was a prisoner in Rome, and Luke went and visited him and then wrote down Paul's story. So Luke is the author of the Acts of the Apostles, which gives us this great history of the birth of the church. And Luke is also, with his community, the author of Luke's Gospel. Luke was a Greek doctor, so a non-Jew. And we rely very heavily on his writings in the New Testament Bible. Now, I would say that St. Paul is probably the greatest figure after Jesus himself in Christianity. And that's primarily because of all of the writings that we have of Paul. And a lot of that is due to Luke's relationship with him. Now, there's a movie out at the moment which I commend to you called Paul the Apostle of Christ. And it demonstrates, I think, pretty lucidly, the relationship between Luke and Paul while Paul's a prisoner in Rome, and how Luke records Paul's story, as I said. Now, let's fast forward to the gospel for today, and we hear from John, his community, the story of Thomas. And many of us know Thomas as Doubting Thomas, which I think is a bit sad, really. John was writing to the church at Ephesus primarily, and the church at Ephesus was undergoing persecution. When Paul was writing with Luke, you'll see that the church in Rome, where Paul was writing from at that time, was undergoing great persecution. Rome had burnt, and Nero blamed the Christians. So they were undergoing persecution as well. In John's Gospel, we get an emphasis on Jesus' presence. And most of the Gospel writers do the same thing. When we hear about the presence of Jesus post-resurrection, there is two elements to Jesus' presence. The first is that he was witnessed. It wasn't a dream. He was physically witnessed by the apostles and others. And the second thing was, the emphasis was placed on his wounds. He showed them his hands and his side, his wounds. Now, the wounds would have been extremely important for the early church because they were wounded and they were being wounded. The church in Antioch was being wounded and the church in Rome was being wounded. So when John puts down the demonstration of Jesus' wounds to Thomas, we get an understanding of an audience who can really identify with the risen Christ. Now, John's Gospel was written a generation past these events, and Luke and Paul, well, they never met Jesus, but they got their information directly from the apostles. Well, John got his information from those who got their information from the apostles. So in today's readings, you get this whole historical mesh of first-hand witnesses, then second-hand witnesses, if you like, and the tradition of the early church being passed on. And we're sitting in the pews today because that tradition was passed on. Now, I'm going to come back to Thomas now. I don't think that we should put the emphasis on Thomas's doubting. All of us, as part of our human condition, have doubts. We ask questions, we get disillusioned when we don't get the answers we want or we don't get answers. And I think doubts are pretty much part of the normal human condition. I would like to place my emphasis this morning on the fact that Thomas wasn't present when Jesus appeared. He was not part of his community. And therefore, his belief was not strong. When he returned to his community, to the apostles, where he belonged, his belief was able to be strengthened and witnessed. And we get the beautiful saying the creed, the greatest of all creeds, probably, my Lord and my God, which is the prayer that we should all say after we receive communion, I think. So I was at a talk recently where the speaker was looking at this whole issue of community and belonging and people's belief. And the emphasis that the speaker gave was through the example of the Jewish communities. After all of their persecutions, they came back strong. And then the speaker went forward and said, and Germany went through two world wars, horrible things that they conducted, and horrible things happened to them. Yet they are the leading nation in the European Union. They are the most powerful economic nation. And I fast forward that into looking at the community at Tathra, and I think that little community down there went through such a horrible thing, and now they've come out the other end stronger than before. The common link, I think, comes through today's gospel, which is we need to belong before we can believe and strengthen our belief. So it is the Jewish identity and the German identity and the identity of the community of Tathra that allowed them to grow and become strong and believe in themselves again. And we get that through this gospel with Thomas. He wasn't there. He didn't belong. And when he came back to where he belonged, his belief was flourishing. My Lord and my God. The task for us, I think, in this post-Easter period is to work out, as we belong, what is our role? What is the way in which we are going to be a flourishing, living witness to what it is that we believe as members of this community? How does the rest of the world view us? And how does the rest of the world who doesn't believe, how do they get inspired by our example of witnessing to the risen Christ? I ask myself that, and I challenge each of you this morning. What is your role as you belong to this community and strengthen your belief? What is your role?